broadcasting live from the beautiful Legacy Theater in Alpharetta, Georgia, for Code Launch Atlanta 2021, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Now, here's your hosts.
And we are back, broadcasting live at Code Launch Atlanta 2021. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you with the Business Radio X Network. Next up on today's broadcast, please join me in welcoming to the show with Morty, Miss Kitty Bogle Sherman, and Courtney Harmon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about Morty.
Okay, Morty is a place for people to remember differently. We're building a new kind of home for your memories. So basically, the idea is that there are billions and billions of photos and videos uploaded to the cloud and stored on the cloud. There are trillions, actually. There are 28 billion new photos and videos uploaded to Google Photos a week. And so the experiences currently available to experience your memories then are either social media or printing a scrapbook. But essentially, the experiences are very limited. And so we're going to create an app where your digital presence can have a home forever.
And then what was the catalyst of the idea?
So the main catalyst really goes back actually about 7 years. When I first became a new mom and had a newborn, we lost an aunt that was really close to us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And so it was at that time as I was going through a transition becoming a new mom that I had all these questions that I would have wanted to ask her. And there was no way to do that. And I just thought at that time, I don't want my daughter to be left with unanswered questions. So what are things I can do? You know, what would be a way to leave your legacy, an intentional legacy, you know, really be able to be that influence in your family's life, even if you aren't there anymore. And then as we explored that idea, it's expanded to pretty much just say, you know what, we have now thousands and thousands of photos that we take of our family and no way to really use them. They just sit in the cloud. So really the problem is the limited experiences. So we want to just completely flip that on its head, something people really can't even conceive of right now because it's different than what's out there, and really change that experience.
So now give me an example of how the experience comes to life. So I have a family member and it has, like, where does the context come in? Where does the threads that tie things together, where the stories are or the experiences that maybe it can combine different people together, and then we were all here at this time, or we all experienced this. Like, how does it all tie together?
Well, you are right on track with your question. So basically, you will be able to connect with your people. So anybody that you really actually want to share your life with. And, you know, you think about it in the context or maybe contrasting with social media. You know, that typically tends to be more of a highlight reel.
Right.
And if I don't think anyone here would say, oh, yes, my essence is really captured.
Right.
But, you know, so, you know, we're kind of thinking about that differently. So you connect with those who are closest to you. And then we are developing a system of classification. And that's really what's going to make our tools so unique. So right now what it can do, for example, is our grandfather, he uploaded a bunch of different jokes that he tells.
Right.
And so right now, our app's in the App Store. Right now, what you can do is you can go in. The last, our virtual code launch in April, actually, the hackathon purpose was to implement voice activation technology into the app. So that has been done. And so you can pull Morty open and say, hey, Morty, fetch Papa, make me laugh, for instance. And then anything that's been categorized in that way then pulls up. And so right now the experience is a video pulls up and my grandfather tells a joke. But what we're building towards, and, you know, we're in the middle of fundraising, so anyone who's listening, what we're building, though, is an experience where you will go into what we're calling Fetch, and it's a completely different world. And that's where you are building basically a home that anyone in the future, your future descendants, your loved ones, whoever, can come find you. And that's where all everything you've uploaded will live. But you also will be setting, you know, who sees what and when. So you can send messages to, like, I want my child to see this on their 30th birthday or whatever. But
oh, fun.
So the possibilities are really endless, and it's an opportunity that just hasn't been tapped.
So now you have this idea, and then where does Code Launch fit into this?
Well, we had the idea, and then pre-pandemic, so February of 2020, we attended the memorial service for our great aunt in Little Rock, Arkansas. She was a very accomplished lady in the science and technology field. And so we had the good fortune to attend an event at the Repertory Theater there. And it was kind of like a celebration of her life. The play was Anne, about Anne Richards. We're from Texas. She's a really well-known former governor.
Yeah.
And so in that process, we saw, you know, we heard from people eulogizing her. We saw videos people had made about her. We learned so much we didn't know about her, but also our family and kind of where we fit into that legacy. So it was very inspiring, but also re-kicked that idea of, now, if we're not everyone's going to have documentaries made about their lives, but every single person has a unique, interesting story. It needs to be put out there. So we were like, let's go. The pandemic hit. We have two small children each. We were homeschooling for the rest of that semester. And then, you know, summer 2020, we realized, who knows when COVID will be over. We don't know what that even looks like. Let's go. Courtney said, do you mind if I send this? I think you said I sent an application to this Code Launch thing. And I was like, sounds cool. And then we ended up in Code Launch, and we were the alternate finalist out of, I think, like 160.
Congratulations.
Applicants. So the idea worked, but
yeah,
they really were the catalyst for, like, getting us in a network and then also
giving us feedback on the idea.
Yes. TikTok evolution.
Providing a stage for us to collect market feedback, you know, really evolve our idea, which gave us the confidence to go and start getting funding, which we have gotten a significant amount.
Yeah?
Yep.
Wow.
So, and we're in the middle of finishing out that round. And the idea has really evolved to something that has a very clear vision for us right now. And we're excited now to just go execute on that.
So now, what compelled you to say, you know what, I'm going to go to Atlanta too? Like, what brought you here?
Well, I feel like we probably are giving you way too long of answers right now. But basically, my sister, Courtney, who's living in Florida, we're originally from Texas. I live in our hometown of Longview. Well, while all of this was kind of transpiring, she lived in Florida. So I would pick her up at the airport in Dallas. I would drive 2 hours, pick her up. We would go do all of this
in
Frisco.
So this is middle ground?
Well, you know what? She moved to Texas in June.
Okay.
So also used to live in Atlanta. We're southeast. We've been all over the place. So this really is a place we're familiar with. And we're just, this is such a great event. We've gotten so much out of our other two events with this program that we know this is the place to be.
So how have you seen the event evolve over the iterations you've got to be part of?
Well, we've only been involved during the COVID era. And I will just say that the production value, in my opinion, has always been very high. And they have just somehow managed to work around every challenge. I would say, you know, compared to the event we attended last November in DFW, from what I'm hearing, we're going to have like maybe double the attendance. And so I think that's a pretty nice step for them to take.
Now, any advice for entrepreneurs out there who maybe haven't heard about Code Launch or they're thinking about Code Launch?
I think that you should definitely get involved. Really, no matter what stage you're at, there's something for everybody here, as long as you know kind of what your goal is and what you're trying to get out of it. It's a great networking opportunity. And the people at Code Launch really care about this community of, you know, startup entrepreneurs. And it's really exciting. You can learn a lot from anybody that's here. And it's a great way to just evolve your product.
Now, any advice from a networking standpoint? How do you kind of squeeze the most juice out of an event like this where there is so much going on?
I think as an entrepreneur, you need to be really clear about what your goals are for the event. So, for example, in November, we knew we weren't going to be on stage. We're thinking, okay, well, who's going to come to our table? We barely even know how to talk about this idea properly. And so we wore costumes and kind of in theme with our branding at the time. But it really worked because I think, you know, Jason Taylor, I don't want to speak for him, but I think, you know, he really took that as, okay, these ladies will bring some value. So really, I think that's it. What can you bring and what are your goals? And for us, we knew our goals. We're not trying to get funding here. We're trying to get some market validation. We're trying to get to know people who can help us and we can connect with. And that's what we did. And then our goal, for example, tonight is we're ready to build a wait list. So we have an Oculus giveaway and that's what we're here to do. So I would say be specific about your goals and always, always think of how you can bring value.
And don't wing it. Show up here with intention and have a plan.
Correct.
And execute.
Yes, sir.
Now, if somebody wants to learn more about Morty, you mentioned the App Store. Is there a website as well? Like,
yes.
If there's investors that want to kind of learn more, what's the best way to connect with you?
I would say either LinkedIn or Morty App, MortieApp.com.
Good stuff.
Did I miss anything, Courtney?
We're also on Instagram, although we're not posting regularly yet.
That is coming, guys. And it's going to be great.
And that's also at Morty App.
What an inspiring story. Thank you so much for visiting with us. Of course, we're going to visit your booth, but we're also going to continue to follow your story. And I think we touched on this in our last segment. Yes, someone will emerge this evening as the winner of the event. No one loses here. Anyone here is going to gain, particularly if they're of the right frame of mind, if they come in with a plan like you described. I can see why you've had the success that you've had so far. Congratulations on the momentum. Keep up the good work. One more time, points of contact if people want to reach out, have a conversation with you, write you a big check, buy your app, whatever you want them to do. Let's make sure we leave our listeners with that.
Okay, LinkedIn, Kitty Bogle Sherman, Courtney Harmon, or Morty App. And again, MortyApp.com has our contact information on it as well. We look forward to hearing from you. And thank you very much. You guys are just some more people we're meeting that have been incredibly kind and generous to us, and we really appreciate it.
Well, it's absolutely our pleasure. All right, we'll be back in a few with Code Launch Atlanta 2021.